That was Avery Island / April 1st by Neutral Milk Hotel. You're listening to Pisces Season. Welcome back to Pisces Season. Welcome to. I'm Lauren. This is, I'm filling in for Horns of Plenty, I believe, is the show right now. And the request was to play some songs with horns in them, so that's what I tried to do with that last song. I actually learned how to play that on my saxophone in December. It's not really a saxophone, it's not really a horn, it's a woodwind, but it sounds close enough, so we're gonna count it. Also, that wasn't a saxophone in that song, so it counts. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. I had this, like, plan of, like, quiet music, and it was gonna be all peaceful and pensive. And then I listened to a song by The Clash on the way over here, and then the song on Automation was, very upbeat when I got in here, so I'm thinking maybe I won't be doing that anymore. Who knows, because I barely had songs to play for my original idea, so I don't know what I'll do. Just like, you know, freestyling it, actually DJing. I also have little, like, not extremely important things to talk about, but just like some stuff I found out that was interesting that I'll discuss after a few songs, so you can listen to some music and not just me rambling on. So yeah, that's what the idea is. My mom just texted me and said make us a beach playlist. Maybe this will be a beach playlist, maybe it won't be, it probably won't be, but like I'll try my best. It's very hot today, so maybe that's fitting for the weather. It rained a ton, and now it's super humid, and it's really hot, and it's finally starting to feel like summer, because it was, like, 60 degrees. So maybe that's what we'll do. Maybe we'll pretend we're at the beach with the music. Okay, I'm done rambling for now. This song up next also has no words, just like the last one. It is Waiting for You by Alex G, so enjoy.
Thank you.
so maybe I was a little bit slow for the beach. Maybe not particularly what I had in mind for beach music. But moving forward, this next song is Seabird by the Alessi Brothers. And it's funny, I went to this restaurant called Seabird in London. And I brought my family there, and I was, like, so excited for them to, you know, like, come see me in London and, like, see everything and enjoy the city. It was this, like, very nice restaurant on, like, the 14th floor or something, and it had, like, beautiful views of South London, and it was, like, it was gorgeous when you walked in. There was, like, a DJ. It was beautiful, and it was a seafood restaurant, and I was like, wow, I really have nailed it with this dinner. Like, I have outdone myself. This is perfect, because my family loves seafood, because we're from the South, so, like, obviously, and my mom grew up in New Orleans, so seafood's, like, a big deal. And, like, I mean, maybe this should have been my first, like, hesitation going to a seafood restaurant in London, because the only body of water that is in London is the River Thames, which is not a clean place whatsoever. It's apparently the cleanest river in the world, or the cleanest, like, city river in the world, which I highly doubt, because if you look in it, it's like dark gray, and the Uber boat is, like, going back and forth, and just, like, all day, so don't really trust that river. Don't really know what I was thinking. I haven't been eating seafood in London in general, just because I'm like, where's the water? It's kind of suspicious. But this is a nice restaurant, so you would think, you could trust the seafood here. Like, surely, I mean, there are plenty of ways to ship seafood. We had a great dinner. It was awesome, amazing. And then somebody in my family, I will not say who, got extremely sick from food poisoning from, like, the oysters or something. And, like, they had this whole production when they came up with the oysters. They're like, this one's from France, this one's from Scotland, and it was like, oh wow, we're about to get a really fancy meal. No, it was just food poisoning. Long story short, now every time I love this song, but every time I see it, I always think of the restaurant and food poisoning, because it was like such a, it was a huge moment. All was fine, everyone else was fine, it was just like this one person. But yeah, this song's not about restaurants or any of that sorts. It's a nice cute song, so maybe you'll think about it every time you listen to the song too, because of my insane storytelling. Okay, yeah, up next, Seabird by Alessi Brothers. Enjoy. Seabird, seabird, fly home.
like a ghost you haunt me. You find warmth in a one night bed. Sunset's full, don't turn you off.
All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys. I think I nailed it with the beach music with that one, because they're literally the Beach Boys. Up next, I have a song by one of the Beatles, unfortunately. If you've listened to my show, you might be aware of my hatred for the Beatles. This one is George, probably the least offensive of all the Beatles, probably because he was known as the quiet one, so, you know, not a lot to there. Anyway, this is a, I feel like this is like a classic, I don't know, every time I'm on the beach with my family, like, we listen to, like, country and yacht rock, obviously, and then some of my mom's, like, Sarah McLachlan and Natalie Merchant, obviously, but I've already played those, so, here's something more country. This is, Ballad of Sir Frankie Crisp by George Harrison, so, enjoy.
Thank you. take a walk. Out the gate you go and never stop. Past dollar stores and wig shops. A quarter in a cup for every block. And watch the buildings grow. Smaller as you go. Down the tracks. Beautiful McMansions on a hill that overlook a highway. With riverboat casinos and you still have yet to see a soul. Jesus Lane. Town to town, broadcast to each house, they drop your name, but no one knows your face. Billboards quoting things you never say. You hang your head and pray for Jesus Lane.
Jesus Land by Ben Folds. It's like almost PSA time, so I guess we'll just read a PSA now. I'm sorry, I was not paying attention and then the song stopped and now I have to do something. Okay, so PSA time, might not grow your own PSA. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 30 to 20 days. 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Optional is that Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, but you can have a complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I recently watched a video about whether organic vegetables were better for you than non-organic vegetables. And you would be surprised. They are basically the same, which is sad, but also I never really bought organic vegetables anyway because I just didn't feel like paying more for like a carrot. But basically they're almost the same, and there's a lot of different like pesticides that are still like organic pesticides that are used that are like even more harmful for you. And also there's not like significant research about pesticides even being very present in, you know, like your bloodstream and stuff like that from eating normal vegetables, because they test these vegetables before they send them out. You can't just sell vegetables covered in chemicals. I mean, they all are in a way. You know, we've gone far enough into capitalism that I guess that, you know, we can't really buy things that aren't covered in like microplastics or like chemicals of some sorts. So at the end of the day, it really is your decision whether you want organic or normal vegetables. Even the environmental impact is not much different, which is also kind of sad. It's more important that you eat vegetables than not, which we don't do often enough of. It's weird, I feel like I had this idea of Americans eating extremely unhealthy, and then I went to, I mean, obviously this is different because I was, you know, like, only there for 5 months, and it's not, like, where I grew up or anything, but I feel like it's, like, pretty similar amount of vegetables, if not maybe a little bit more, or maybe that's just me personally. All of that is to say that, if you really want pesticide-free vegetables, you should grow your own. It's not that difficult. I have not done it like since moving to Boston. My mom was a huge gardener, or is a huge gardener. She grows herbs and all that stuff. And she used to grow tomatoes, and it was like, oh my god, it was like, I apparently like our yard was like perfect for growing tomatoes because we literally had like, it felt like hundreds of tomatoes. It was probably like a few dozen or something, like not a crazy amount, but like that's a kind of a lot of tomatoes, especially like whenever you're not a huge fan of them to begin with, you know, like I'm more of like a like Alfredo sauce gal or like queso or like guac even, you know, like salsa's good, but like it's not my go-to snack ever. Chili's okay, like, when it's cold outside, but, you know, like, you grow tomatoes in the summer. So it was just, like, constantly eating, like, tomatoes for, like, months on end. And I'd be like, Mom, what are you making for breakfast? And then she'd be like, spaghetti. Those were really dark days. So, you know, if you want to grow tomatoes, just know that you might be eating tomatoes for like months nonstop. It's the only thing. Okay. Done with my vegetable spiel. Up next is, I think more the direction of yacht rock in my humble opinion. This is Float On by Modest Mouse. So, enjoy!
Love. worry, we're all flown on. We're
all right.
All flown on.
That was Float On by Modest Mouse. So yeah, definitely going into the yacht rock direction now. And I was like, why did I like say that I had a story? It's because I actually listened to a podcast earlier today about beings from another world, and it was like this whole AI thing. It felt a little hodgepodge, I'm going to be honest, but there was this part about, so basically, just to like completely take this from This American Life, yacht owners don't want to sail their yachts from country to country, which is such an insane problem to begin with, that like it's too much hassle to sail my yacht to another like coastal country. So they pay people to do it for them. And it was basically this interview with this girl who was sailing this yacht to another country off the coast of Spain, which has also been the site of the recent like yacht sinkings from these orcas. And so basically she like tells the story of how they like start, you know, hitting the ship, and they try to distract the orcas, and the orcas like take the stuff that they're trying to distract them with and like run off with it. And then they eventually end up knocking the rudder completely off. Like first, you know, like hitting it, and then just like knocked it clean off. And then so water started filling the boat. And you know, they had to call for help and everything, and they left. They evacuated the ship. And I got really excited because I was like, oh yes, they like sunk another one. But it turns out that this yacht actually survived, and they were able to tow it. And there were the people who were like, I don't know, professionals were like, I guess like one of them must have been hurt by a boat, so now they're like attacking boats, which is like, you know, like classic, like, you know, mama bear gets like one of her like cubs gets hurt, and then she's like going after every human, blah blah blah, and there's like whatever, like that kind of thing. And basically they were like, no, that's not how orcas work. Like, they'll attack you if they want to. Like, they could have brought down that whole ship if they wanted to, but they didn't want to. They just wanted to knock the rudder off and then leave, which is like insane. And then they mentioned that they have like, that orcas have like fads or like trends that like come and go just like humans. And so apparently the like reasoning for all of these orcas sinking all these yachts, which is like hilarious and like feels like justified also in a way, is just like that's like the trend right now with this specific pod of orcas. So it's like a really bad time to be a yacht off the coast of Spain because of this. And apparently they've had like, they have little like, I mean, they obviously are like very like cultural animals and like matriarchy and all that stuff. It's very cool. But they've had like fads in the past. And one of the fads is wearing a salmon on their head, which is like insane to me. But also just like so funny. Like, imagine going to, like, going through, like, years and years, like, a decade of schooling to, like, study orcas, and then, like, you go out there to study them, and they're all wearing, like, salmon hats, because they, like, think it's funny. Yeah, so that's my little tidbit of information about yachts and orcas. They're really interesting animals, if that sounded interesting to you. They do like a lot of other things. They basically just like to like play around, which is like so cute. But they're also like extremely deadly animals and like insane hunters, but like also really cute and like wear little hats, which I think is really funny. Anywho, going on with the yacht rock, this is Cool Cat by Queen.
Ooh.
coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa, num doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Ah, beleza que existe. A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
She doesn't see.
That is like classic beach music, obviously. That was The Girl from Ipanema by Stan Getz. And before that was Cool Cat by Queen. I went to the beach with my friend Uma like a few months back, and we only listened to that song like the entire time. And we're like constantly humming it. It's just like perfect song. My mom suggested this song. She said it doesn't fit the vibe, but it's Freeform Radio, so there is no vibe. So up next is Southern Nights by Glen Campbell. Southern Nights by Glen Campbell. It's getting to the end of the show, so I have one more song, and then that'll be it for tonight's Pisces season. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. This next song is a song by an artist from my hometown in Mississippi. It's maybe like It feels like beachy to me, but it's more like California beachy than like Southern beachy, if that makes sense. But still a great song. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Lauren. This has been Pisces Season. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Up last is So Long by Lo Noom.
She loves me and I love her.
And yes, there is.